Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And we are back. Oh my God, I just smacked. I'm not supposed to be smacking.
But you're just talking. Whatever. You try it. Like, we're doing the best we can.
Ever. Bite me. We're back for just another episode of Fun Topics. Today marks the first day of February.
Yes.
Which makes it Black History Month.
Yes.
Which is very important. Mm-hmm. And it's also the start of like Valentine's Day. And it was really warm today, so it's kind of like almost spring.
I know.
I mean, not really, but in my mind, I feel like it's spring.
I know. But I don't want to get too souped up because as soon as the bottom drops out, I will be so upset.
I know, right?
I will be like, what
like, is going like on? Like last week of February, it's like 12 degrees.
right.
So anyway, we are T-minus 3 days until our cruise. I have lost. Like, we're going to do a weigh-in. I have lost 0.0 pounds.
Yes. I have lost negative 4 pounds, which means I gained. No, I'm only kidding. I better not have gained any weight.
And so, because we are such diligent fitness gurus over here, we are still drinking on these very light, low-calorie drinks, which are, they're low-calorie when you have one.
But when you have like three,
plus an extra shot of vodka, right? Not so much. So, what are we drinking on?
So today we're drinking on a cucumber cooler. So it's made with gin, of course, fresh cucumbers, fresh lime, fresh mint, and it. The recipe called for tonic, but again, tonic is high in sugar. People, a lot of people don't know that. So I substituted tonic for club soda.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but if you get diet tonic, it's zero sugar in it.
Okay,
but I've never had it, so I just go with club soda.
And it's garnished with the cucumber and the lime, which is really pretty because they're both green, and then the mint is green, so it kind of gives you almost like a mojito kind of look.
Yes, but it's not muddled, so it's just a little lighter.
It's really pretty, and it's really good. And what I like about it, it's like having those recipes where it's like, oh, it's low calorie, but it's so good you forget that it's like that shrimp pasta bake thing that you gave me that time. Oh my God, I make that all the time.
Do you?
I do because it's so good. And I've made it with chicken. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's so good. So this is awesome. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to our cruise.
Yes. Cannot wait for vacation.
Sailing the seven seas. Mm-hmm. Well, in our case, we're only going to sail one sea, but it's close.
Right. Yes, I cannot wait.
So excited. If we haven't mentioned 8,221 times, we are going on a cruise this weekend to the Bahamas.
Yes.
We're going on a winter escape cruise. And so we're going to stake it out, let you guys know what's the singles vibe out there and whether or not you guys should get on board with the
Winter Escape event. Yeah, so it's an annual trip, and we will have more information once we return, possibly have a guest on to kind of give us more information and insight into their upcoming trips and events. So
this is my first cruise, so I'm kind of like...
That's right.
I mean, I'm not nervous.
No.
I don't get, like, motion sickness or anything. I've been on boats and stuff before. But it's just like, oh, I am on a capsule in the middle of the ocean.
But it's huge. Yeah. You've seen them before. I mean, it's like a moving city. It's huge. So, you'll be fine.
It should be good. I mean, it's just a first, though.
It's a good first because we're not during hurricane season. My first was during hurricane season.
Really?
And it was, like, 7 days long.
Oh, my God, I would have been sick.
I was. Yes. But this one, you know, Bahamas, not too far. It'll give you just enough to kind of get your feet wet, get your sea legs.
I mean, like if the, you know, how these cruise ships like lose power and people get.
Oh, yeah.
Leave me at the Bahamas.
Right.
You could like swim back to like.
get a ferry back.
You could get a ferry from
like a daily
Riviera Beach. Mm-hmm. is like the closest point actually to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you could like call your cousin and be like, bruh, come get me.
Right. Right.
I'm like 30 minutes away.
So yeah. We'll be safe. We're safe.
So I'm excited. So because it's almost Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh. It's like 13 days away.
Yeah.
But okay.
And, you know, and I had asked the boo today if he was getting me something. And we were talking about our birthdays. But should I be like thinking about, like, should I be actively thinking about Valentine's Day? And I guess, so I bring it up. One, we took pictures this weekend.
Yes.
We had a photo shoot, guys.
We are so official.
I felt like a celebrity.
Yes. Not quite a model. But definitely celebrity.
Yeah, not a model. Because I had no idea how to pose.
Like, I know.
Oh, you want me to do what?
I'm telling you. Yes, kudos to the models because, yeah, I had no idea what to do.
And then it's like your mouth starts hurting after a while because you've been smiling. And then you feel awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. But our photographer, who's so awesome, shout out to Smiley.
Yes.
Is the owner of a company called All Natural. I think that's all natural. Oh, maybe it's O.
Yeah. Oh. Like AU, but O.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, I can't read around. But he also does like boudoir photos.
Okay. Yes. So I saw some pictures on the wall in there. I don't know if they were his because I know in his studio, but they were hot. I was like, oh, yes, get into this.
So would you do boudoir photos?
Absolutely.
For Valentine's Day.
Well, yes. Not this year. But
Well, I mean, you could like you could take them today and then like save them so it won't be so much of a rush and a hassle when you get a boo. It's like, I already got this. You coast.
You know what?
No? It doesn't work like that? Like, you just have them stored up.
Right. Yes. Well, see, I had the whole idea of doing a calendar, though. So that's like 12 photos. I mean, I went through the internet, picked out the different ideas I wanted to use and everything. But then, you know, we broke up. So
you should have still did the calendar.
Well, and I also, you know, wanted to get down to, you know, a nice weight as well. So
look, don't worry about the weight.
Because they'll Photoshop me.
Yeah. Here's the thing about the weight. One Photoshop.
Right.
Is a real thing. It exists. Yes. And it is for the people. Okay. I want you guys to stop like raising up against Photoshop. It's a real thing. Okay. And it is just here to help. Everybody doesn't need it. And maybe these models who are like, oh, don't show my picture Photoshop. I want my natural photo. Okay. Good for you, boo boo.
Right.
The rest of us, give me a little bit, a little less stomach, a little more booty. Make it proportionate.
Yes. Like that picture I showed you.
Hey Cutie has a photo that she photoshopped herself. She literally does not have a spine. It is not humanly possible for her to have a spine in her body because the curve in her back.
I just have a hell of an arch. Okay.
So much of an arch, like you don't have a spine in that photo.
So funny. Oh my gosh. That picture was like 10 years old at least.
Yeah. Photoshop does go wrong.
Yes. Leave it to the professionals, people. Leave it to
the
professionals.
Yes, not the people who like Photoshop Lil' Kim's booty. Yeah. Did you see that?
Oh my gosh. I saw that.
I thought it was real.
They are so dirty.
That looks like how big her booty is.
It is a weird size. But a lot of her, even her face pictures that they put out there, it's so drastic with the lighting that they use to make it look worse. So when people see her, I'm like, oh, she doesn't look that bad. Or she didn't have that work. No. There's a lot you can do with cameras, so don't be fooled.
And they've been just hating on Kim for so long. It's like, how can we make a mockery of her because we miss the way she used to look? Like, get over it. If she wants to change how she looks, get over it.
Exactly.
Nobody, says, oh, we miss how Kim Kardashian used to look, because she definitely don't look the same. And Khloe can't even close her mouth. She got so much lip injections.
Oh,
like, but that's neither here nor there. So nudes for your dudes.
Nudes for your dudes. Yes.
You're never going to get down to an ideal weight. Just do it.
Oh, what?
No, I say that to say if you're sitting around waiting for a perfect time to take these photos, just do them now. Yeah. Just do them. Just, I'm serious. Just one. if you're taking pictures for your guy, right? He is your guy.
Oh, right. So he knows what it is from whatever.
He looks at you every single day. Yes. So when you roll up in there with, you know, that size 00 picture, when you know you like a sis, and you're going to be like, why you gave me this picture of some woman? Who is this?
Who's this?
Who's she? It's like, oh, no, that's me. Plus Photoshop.
Well, I would say don't go crazy with the Photoshop, like blemishes, cellulite, you know, stuff like that. Especially if it's a photo you want to hang up. I would say, you know, go light on the Photoshop. But you're right. Your man sees you every day. He knows what it is.
Do you think men really enjoy or hold in the same regard these boudoir photos the way women do? Like, we think it's like this really awesome thing. We put so much time and energy and money because those photos are not cheap.
No, they're not. I think it depends on the man. I think everyone, you know, like with everything else, some people will like certain things and some won't. But I think if they look really nice, you have to respect it. You know what I mean? You have to. That's your woman on display for you. I don't see why, you know, it may not be your favorite thing, but no.
Would you get them printed in a book or would you get them like blown up and framed to go on a wall?
I would, girl, I'm like queen of the big supersized photos. Can I tell you, in college, I had a photo of me. It was like poster size. In my dorm room, on the wall.
So ridiculous.
No lie. You would walk because I was...
Do you have like a fat head of yourself in your room? You're so ridiculous.
It was before fats.
But you had basically what a fat head would have been?
Yes. It was so big that, because I was on the second floor of the dorm on like the corner suite, that when you walk by, you would almost think it was me up there.
You're so ridiculous.
No lie. Yes.
Did you, like, forget what you looked like? And it was like, this is an awesome picture of me, so I'm going to cover my entire wall with me.
Basically. So, yes. To answer that question, yes. I would have one blown up.
How do you think he would feel about it?
I don't think there would be a problem.
What if it's... So, would you ever feel comfortable putting it in a public place? Public meaning, like, a hallway... A community bathroom or something. No. Community like your like downstairs bathroom, your guest bathroom.
I wouldn't, because if I took the photos for him, it's not really for display outside of our private area in the home.
Okay. So you take these photos and they look awesome. You blow them up. You get them framed. They're on your wall. And then 10 pounds later. Mm-hmm. Would you feel some kind of way if he's like, I miss December. Where is she?
I think personally, that should be encouragement for you not to gain those 10 pounds.
It don't work.
Really?
I have a photo of myself and I look at it every day and I continue to eat like eating is going out of style. And I don't even look at it in that way anymore. I look at it like, one, I need to hang it up. It's actually laying on the, like, it's laying against the wall. Mm-hmm. It's not even hung on the wall. But I look at it like a piece of art.
Okay.
Like, it's not me, if that makes sense. It's it's this piece of art. And I think it's a beautiful picture. And I think you did a great job. But it's like, I'm not looking at it like, man, my stomach was flat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I look at it like... She did that.
Right. Right. Yeah.
She did that 2 years ago.
Right.
She is not that fast anymore.
Well, I mean, so there, you have to be realistic too. Like the photo I showed you, it was like 10 years ago. I couldn't look at that and be like, oh, I want to be that size. Because first of all, I'm not even trying to lose that much weight.
Stop Girl, 10 playing. Years ago, bump of news for your dudes. I ain't wear close to the club. Like 10 years ago, my stomach was so flat.
Girl.
You can tell me nothing, like, ever at all for anything.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, what? What size do I wear?
I didn't want to talk about size because I just bought some pants. And I'm like, you know, I won't wear or buy pants because I hate to have to try them on and they have to be a certain cut and all these things.
Yeah.
But, needless to say, Mama is working out. Cardio is in full effect.
I would like to say don't. Just.
Girl, what?
I think when you don't think about it.
What?
Like when you don't think about your weight and you don't obsess over it.
For me, it's not really about the weight. I say weight because it's easy to judge by weight. But for me, it's more of my measurements. Do you know what I mean? The scale, I could weigh 200 pounds as long as I can fit, you know, I have certain measurements.
And but what if you can't fit in the measurements, but you look really awesome in your clothes?
Well, I think I don't care if you weigh 400 pounds. You should look awesome in your clothes. So you should be wearing what fits your body type.
So that's what I'm saying. You look really awesome in your clothes.
But it's not just about look. For me, it's about being healthy.
Are you
High cholesterol, not me, but I'm saying with weight,
you're healthier than I am. You probably could outrun me, out exercise me.
But you know what I mean. Especially when you get older, you can't just carry weight just because you don't want to do anything about it.
I'll be like wheezing coming up the steps.
Well, girl, you know, I gotta be up and down the stairs all the time. So that's
insane. Like you work out all the time.
Yeah, but I need to, I don't know. Liposuction. Anyway.
So if a dude asked you for a nude, a dude that you've been seeing, what's like the, how long do you need to see somebody before you send them a nude?
I don't know. Cause I'm real funny about sending anything nowadays. It's like, don't Snapchat. You're not getting no Snapchat.
Girl, maybe. I would Snapchat the booster.
I was like, maybe FaceTime.
He wouldn't even know. Like 24 hours would have like expired. I'm like, you didn't get a snap.
But if you send it to someone, as long as they don't open it, it'll stay there until they open it.
2 weeks later, he'd be like, what? How do I open the snap? Like, if I don't know Snapchat, he really don't know.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like, I sent you a Snapchat, please. Don't even worry about it. Like, I'm not even moving anymore.
Right, exactly. But no, I think, I say both for men and women, sending nudes, you definitely need to be in a serious relationship. Only because that stuff can end up anywhere.
I don't know if I care anymore.
Really?
I think at this point in society, we're so far gone. If there was like a nude picture of Michelle Obama that she sent Barack 10 years ago, it wouldn't. Like it just,
but this is okay. You make that point, but I think it would be blown so much more out of proportion because it is Michelle, opposed to being what, like a Britney Spears or
not even
Britney Spears. Let's give someone else of a higher caliber. Hillary Clinton. I think Michelle's will be blown more out of proportion, and again, it comes down to race. And I think we will bash our own people before someone else would.
But what are the implications of bashed?
Oh, nothing. I mean, but if she was trying to run for president, gosh, they would try to hold it. Look at Obama. I mean, they tried to say he was not.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Now. Yeah. So it gets blown out of proportion.
There is a part of me that feels like, yes, my body is very sacred. I don't have a desire to put my body on display for the entire world. But if I did, if a picture that I sent my future husband or whatever got out, I look good? Was she killing it?
Right.
Was she snatched?
Exactly. No, you're right, though. I mean, but you're right. So if I sent it to someone and let's say his phone got stolen, the picture got out. No, I wouldn't care because I sent it and it was for him and it got leaked.
Like, didn't Gabrielle Union get some pictures leaked?
A ton of celebrities did.
Like, right after her wedding or something.
I think it was like last year sometime.
It was, not that it wasn't a big deal because I'm sure it probably was a really big deal for her and she has kids now.
Well, just your privacy being invaded, I think, is a big deal.
I think having
issue.
Kids is a really big deal because she has boys. And so it's like, all right, what you don't want is your boys to see you step mama naked.
Right.
That's just too much.
Yeah.
But it kind of blew over because it's like, one, I'm sure she was snatched. I didn't see the pictures, but it's like, well, what you gonna say?
Right.
She's snatched with clothes on, so I'm not expecting her to be like falling all over the place.
Right.
But then too, she's married and she was sending them to her now husband. So what's your point?
You're right.
And then people do just as much on TV anyway.
Please, just as much on TV.
These if I random... see one more of these like housewives on these interviews with like the low cut breast out to the point where like
cut out
all like the only thing I'm missing is your nipple.
Right. It's just too much. Yeah. But you're right. I mean,
what's the big deal?
Sending them in that, but just posting these raunchy photos to Instagram and stuff?
Yeah.
That's a bit just thirsty.
People do that, but that's the same people probably like, you know, on Backpage and stuff. Like it's just, you know, you have to put that in a category.
But okay. I keep hearing about it.
It's like worse than Craigslist.
Okay.
So if Craigslist is like, you know,
A four,
then Backpage is like a negative two.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not missing anything, I see.
No, you're not. Don't is ever.
So it's like that you can sell stuff besides yourself
on Backpage. You can sell other stuff besides yourself. I don't know why you would on Backpage because the only people buying whatever you're selling are on Backpage probably for other reasons.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, when I had my salon, I had put an ad on Backpage for stylists.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I didn't get any hits on that.
Oh, wow. They're not there for that.
Mm-mm. They don't want to do work. They want to. Work, but never mind.
Not
the kind of work I'm hiring for.
But I guess so. I know how, from a woman's perspective, we do think and put a lot into having these nude photos. But do men really appreciate them?
I don't think
so. Is it worth it?
I don't think they appreciate it. I think there is an episode of, you know, I'm like a huge Kardashians fan. There is an episode of Khloé and Lamar, and I think Khloé had been kind of feeling some kind of way, and, you know, her and Lamar, you know, she just wanted to kind of reconnect and do something nice for him. She gets these pictures taken where she's in, like, this latex bodysuit thing, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of hanging from this swing or whatever, and you just see everything that goes into it, and if you've ever had a photo shoot, you know, this is light work. Yeah. Like,
and it's not that you're, like, the photographer could be great, and you could still feel, like,
and it's insecure. Just a time of deciding what I'm going to wear, making sure it fits, feeling insecure about your body, posing, mm-hmm. you know, you got one leg going this way, you smile, and your arm is, like, contorted,
right?
Whatever, so she does all of this, she gets the pictures done, she presents them to Lamar, and he kind of like looks like, oh, okay, yeah, they're really nice. Thank you so much, babe. Love you.
They kind of tossed him over to the side.
Yeah, because it's like, what else is he supposed to say, though?
Well, because
like, what more would he have said?
Right. Is it because they already see us naked? Is it because they already...
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And she wasn't even naked in the photos, well, but that's it was what just I mean, like... But
it's like, okay, I see you naked, so... Who cares about this?
And even if she was naked in the photo, I think they're just like, okay, it's a picture of you. Thank you so much.
Right. So is it, is it self or what I, should I say conceited to give a picture of yourself to someone?
I think women do take boudoir photos for themselves.
Well, and I'm all for that.
Because maybe it's like a...
they don't give it as a gift, I guess. If you want those pictures,
no, I would. I'm not going to give them for myself. I'm not just like buying them for myself because that's conceited. So I have to give it as a gift so that I don't seem conceited.
Hey, I'm conceited. I got a reason. Go ahead, Remy Ma.
Right? Come on back, Remy Ma. Come on back.
She's trying.
Love me. Come on back. Anyway, I think it's like you. It's like Valentine's Day.
Yes. It's for women.
Society, the media, culturally, we sensationalize things and we think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. It's like when women cut their hair, other women are going to say, yes, girl, cut your hair. That is cute. It is bob season. Mm. You better just slay that hair, get you a pixie cut and stuff. And then we hype each other up.
Yeah.
You know? And then men be like, why you cut your hair?
Right. So is it almost you should have the conversation before you go spend this time and this money? to take these photos.
I would highly encourage.
And even if you do it in a way where, oh, babe, like, you don't have to say, I'm thinking about doing this, but, oh my gosh, you know, boudoir pictures, what do you think of that? Or just pose it in a way to get his feedback, because you might be wasting your time and your money.
Please don't waste your time and your coins, ladies. And if so, you need to know your guy.
Yes.
You got to know your guy. You can't be too early on in the relationship when you don't know your guy, because then your feelings are going to get hurt. And not even just about the photos, because he may appreciate the photos. He may think they're beautiful, but he will never probably appreciate the time and the energy and the effort and the thought process that you put into it, because he just won't see it the same way.
And men aren't into, well, some men aren't into photo shoots. And do you know what I mean? Like, if they've never had one, they don't understand what it's like to have to go through that experience.
Yeah, they don't get the man hours that goes into it. Right. Look, I got to find an outfit. Hair. So you got hair, a makeup artist. I got to find a location because I might not just want to be on this, you know, random backdrop. Mm-hmm. And then I'm contorted. And then.
But then you got to find the right photographer, because you have to have someone you feel comfortable with.
Ooh. You need to find somebody you're comfortable with and somebody that your partner is comfortable with. Because, ladies, what you don't want to do is have to have the conversation with your man about the fact that you showed another man your woo-ha.
Your woo-ha. Well, is that okay? So that's nudity, though, right? Or is it just in, or is it even fancy lingerie? That would be an issue, too.
I kind of don't think it matters. Okay. Unless you're like already a stripper and people see you in all no clothes.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because then at that point, why would you be taking boudoir photos? Like, you could just take a picture at your job during the day. Not the same.
You're crazy.
But I think you can get, you can do boudoir photos where you just got on some sexy lingerie or whatever. And then you can go full nude. Okay. And that's the conversation that you have to have with your photographer. If you are thinking about going the full nude route, I would highly encourage you to have a conversation with your guy. But then it's like not a surprise, though.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe you show him a picture of someone else who did it.
Yeah.
And you say, oh my God, this is so beautiful. I would love to have this on, you know, the wall by our bed. Mm-hmm. And then he would be like, oh yeah, no. Or I could take it for you. Like, he's going to say something.
Okay.
When women throw out these ideas that men don't like, they normally say, pump your brakes.
Slow down, bro.
No, who's going to take this half-naked picture of you again?
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe he's okay with the pictures, and maybe he's not okay with the male photographer.
Right. And I think it definitely warrants a conversation. So, ladies, you can always use this podcast episode to have that conversation.
Have the conversation. Just say, you know, Valentine's Day, it's right around the corner. I would love to do something really special for you.
And Drink to We're Married, they were talking about nudes for your dudes.
Yeah. Would you love to see, like, a really nice photo of me? And then I could get it framed, or I could get, like, a photo book for you. And you could have it when I'm not around. And to use for your guilty pleasure. And then he would say, no, I really want a polo sweater. And you gotta just like suck that up and take it.
So do we really find men gifts for Valentine's Day?
I don't think I ever have.
Okay. I think I have, but have I? I don't know.
What did I do last Valentine's Day? I don't even know. That's a shame. That's terrible. I hope I didn't get like a crazy romantic gift that I don't remember right now. I know. Did.
Last Valentine's Day, I was single. So I know I didn't do anything. I probably went out with my girls and had dinner and drinks. You know how we do. I mean, anytime to have a dinner and drinks out with my girls, it's, you know.
Gosh. That's terrible. Oh my God, I can't even remember.
I'm going to need you to go back on Instagram and check what you were doing.
You know, I deleted all my Instagram pictures. Oh. I know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. So, you got to edit this out. It's going to kill me.
But what I would say is, so if Valentine's Day is for women, have you heard of Steak and BJ Day for men?
I haven't.
It's on March 14th, which is a month after Valentine's Day. I've heard of this. I've known of it for years.
And BJ Day.
Yes.
So I don't have to ask if what, a man BJ? Created it.
I'm sure.
It's like, dudes, you don't get to have everything, okay?
Oh, wow. Look at this. So there's an official, it's the official steakandblowjobday.com. So there's a website.
That can't be a real thing.
It is an official website. And it says, welcome to Steak and Blowjob Day. Simple, self-explanatory, and effective. March 14th. But it says here, fight breast cancer and invite your partner to celebrate. So it's for a good cause.
Fight breast cancer?
Ooh, but look at the pictures they have up here on the website.
No, I don't want to see graphics.
But those are like awesome, almost like boudoir photos.
They're good boudoir photos. Yeah, they are.
Because they're not nude, but they're still sexy and, you know.
So you got to make a steakhouse reservation somewhere.
Or no, you can do it at home.
Child, the devil is a lie.
Oh, God. They sure got her little naked booty on here.
Okay, too much. It's too much.
Too much. Yeah, Teddy
Bear. Is this a real thing? Like, are men actually, like, celebrating
Let me
this?
Tell you how last year in GroupMe, yes. It was really? All the talk. It was either last year or the year before. Yes. Oh, dudes are definitely up on it now. So, ladies, if he gives you that awesome gift on Valentine's Day, you might want to save yours for March 14th.
I'm making a reservation right now. But it's like, what day is this on?
What day is March 14th? It's on a Monday.
I'm sorry. We're not going to be able to like get together on Monday, March 14th.
Oh, I might be busy myself. So no worries.
Okay.
We can push that date back or forward. Either way. But yeah, so ladies, you know, if it's you're all about Valentine's Day, make sure you're all about Steak and BJ Day as well.
No. I'm not all about it.
My whole thing is, do it this year. I'm sure he will make sure you get all you want on Valentine's Day. So he makes sure he gets all he wants on March 14th.
No, because I don't even think all dudes know about this craziness.
Well, they don't, but believe me, they're learning fast. I think you need to ask the boo.
You think I'm going to set myself up to ask him about this. So then now we have the conversation that this is what it is. And now it's a thing. Now it's marked on his calendar.
I bet you next year you'll be able to remember what you got for Valentine's Day.
Probably not. I remember. So we've been together 3 Valentine's Days.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I got the first Valentine's Day.
That's it? Just the first one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's terrible.
I told you, I'm not huge on Valentine's Day. I think it's a Hallmark holiday, of course. You know, they push cards and candy and flowers and everything. All the prices get jacked up. So, you know.
Maybe we didn't spend Valentine's Day together, though.
Because he was probably away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That had to be it, because otherwise I would remember.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I wouldn't, and then...
And you're just a mess. Yeah. Crazy.
That's really gonna, like, irk me all night long. Isn't I can't it? Believe I don't remember.
And of course you can't ask. So...
And then it's like, you know, I think there are some men who really put a lot of time and energy into Valentine's Day.
But I think
Day
you know that. You should, you know, you know that. It won't be the random... Teddy bear from the gas station because the guy was standing outside selling them.
He'd give me some chicken from the gas station because he knows I like fried chicken from the gas station.
Don't forget those wedges.
But I shall not have one of those baskets with the cellophane.
Right, yes. Or you get that one rose with the cellophane around it.
Oh, my goodness.
Or,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
The rose with the chocolate on it.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I was talking with this lady this past weekend. And we were talking about Valentine's Day. And she's like, she's been married, she said, almost like 25 years. Mm. And she said, yeah, you know, it is almost Valentine's Day, whatever. But I'm going to ask my husband if we're celebrating this year, because I'm going to tell him I don't have to have anything. She's like, because it's just easier for me, because I don't have to worry about getting him anything.
Right. And everything men want, they swear we're expensive. Men's stuff is so expensive.
Super. Yeah. Everything is, yeah. You can't even like, oh yeah, I'm just going to get him like a watch.
$300-$500.
If not more.
If not more. Yeah.
Shoes. No.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I can't think of anything that's like, well, this would be a really nice thing that I know you want that would be less than $500.
Cologne. Maybe.
You know how expensive Creed is?
No.
Exactly.
Nope.
You probably get, like, Bond. You probably get Bond for, like, I think it's like $250.
Does it smell good, though?
It does.
Okay, Wall not Street. Like old man.
Wall Street good. Smells good. Girl. But Tom Ford, because I got some Tom Ford for my daddy for Christmas. Mm-hmm. It was like $220 for the little one, though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, so, like, what you finna do for less than, like, $300?
Some boudoir photos.
That's a lot. By the time hair, makeup, outfit, location.
Well, I do my own makeup on the last photo shoot, so hopefully it looked nice in the pictures. We'll see. And, yeah, I guess you got to go buy some cutesy little outfits.
And then if you want to get it framed.
Oh, gosh.
I have a picture that I got framed.
To have those framed. Like,
it was like, yeah. $200 just for the framing.
Yeah.
After I've already paid for the photo and right. The printing and the, yeah.
Mm. Ladies, you better order him a steak. You better make a reservation.
Give him a coupon. Give him a coupon.
Put your coupon.
Yeah, a coupon on Valentine's Day that's redeemable.
On March 14th.
On March 14th. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Gosh, we got to edit that out because I'm going to do that.
I'm not editing this out.
That's all I got. That's like got. My best idea of the night. And it's like, no, I can't do it.
You're a mess. You better
hear it.
So, news for you dudes. Like we said, have the conversation. Make sure he's even into that. If it's worth your time.
Do it. Stop letting society make you feel like you can't be, like, naked. Embrace your body. Love it.
I say do it.
Snapchat that.
Lord, don't Snapchat. Please just FaceTime. Just don't Snapchat. Just FaceTime.
FaceTime it then.
Keep it live.
You know. But, send him a couple of pics. Embrace yourself. Embrace your body. And if he likes it, if he loves it, then.
And if not, make sure you do. Because, I mean, you pick the photo, so make sure you pick the one you love the most.
If he don't like it, then. You got other problems? When your body looks, right. Keep it moving.
Right. I'm like, you got other problems then.
Exactly.
So we did get one review. Well, it wasn't a review, but it was an email that was sent over to Geek Goddess from a listener. Stephanie, she said, I'm over here at work trying to hide my laughter at your hilarious podcast. You sound like a natural. I've heard a few episodes and have really enjoyed it so far. So thank you, Stephanie, for listening and sending that email over.
Shout out to Stephanie. Stephanie is someone that I met in my travels with the State Department. And I remember having a conversation with her. And a group of white people and some, like, Turkish people and some Armenian people about what the itis is at the dinner
goodness.
Table.
Stop playing.
And she's so funny.
Oh,
and
my
she's
gosh.
Like, yeah, because this is what the itis is. And she says it, like, very matter-of-factly. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, my God, I love every bit of her. So, Stephanie, I miss you. I love you. Aww. I haven't seen you in, like, a couple of years because you've been off being awesome. But thank you so much for listening. And to all of our other listeners, thank you guys so much. Like, every day that I look online and see, oh, 8 listens in the last, you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, people are listening to my voice right now.
I know, right? It's awesome. We do appreciate you.
So thank you. And as per usual, if you guys have questions, comments, emails, feel free to hit us up at drinktillweremarried@gmail.com.
And please hit us with those 5-star reviews on iTunes. We are trying to hit their popular page if we can.
Yes, yes, yes. We need reviews. So again, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, please leave us a review on iTunes. It'll only take a moment, but we will appreciate it for a lifetime.
Yes.
So until the next time, cheers.
Cheers.
And we're off sailing on the
vacation.
Atlantic Sea.
Vacation.
Stay tuned to our social media. We'll stay, you know,
connected as much as we can.
Will we be connected? How does that go on cruises?
Well, no, not on the cruise. So we'll send some pictures before and after.
That's what we're going to do, because I'm not about to get on international charges.
Oh, girl, no. I'm going to be disconnected.
Yeah.
Vacationing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be disconnected too. A little bit, kind of. Partially.
You don't look like it.
You know I'm a, like, helicopter mom, so I have to, like, check in with my baby, like, every day.
You can do that.
Twice a day.
Yeah.
So, see you guys next week, and thank you for listening in. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.